Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Masculine Power. Daily affirmations for men who are tired of the same old BS and ready to level up their lives. Today, we're diving into a topic that often gets brushed under the rug, mental health for men. Yeah, I know, it sounds a little heavy, maybe even a bit cliche. But trust me, this is something we all need to talk about more openly and honestly. Ever felt like you had to bottle everything up inside? Like showing vulnerability was somehow a sign of weakness? You know that feeling when you're dealing with stress, anxiety, or just plain old life's ups and downs, but the thought of talking about it feels like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops? We've been conditioned to believe that men are supposed to be these invincible superheroes, stoic and unbreakable. But guess what? That's a load of hogwash. We're human beings with feelings, thoughts, and emotions just like everyone else. And it's absolutely crucial for our well-being, physically, mentally, and emotionally, to acknowledge those feelings and not be afraid to seek help when we need it. Okay, so let's get down to brass tacks. What can we actually do about this? Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. First off, it's okay to not be okay. Seriously, there's no shame in struggling. It doesn't make you less of a man, it just makes you human. Recognizing that you're not always at your best is the first step towards getting better. Think of it like this. If your car was sputtering and making strange noises, wouldn't you take it to a mechanic? Your mental health deserves the same level of attention and care. Number 2, talk about it. I know, it can feel awkward at first. But trust me, putting those feelings into words, whether it's to a friend, family member, therapist, or even just journaling, can be incredibly liberating. You don't have to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders alone. Sharing your struggles with someone you trust can help lighten the load and provide valuable support. Third, find healthy outlets for stress. This is crucial. We've got to find ways to manage those pressures in life that can take a toll on our mental well-being. Think about what works for you: exercise, meditation, spending time in nature, listening to music, pursuing hobbies, whatever helps you unwind and recharge. Next up, practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about prioritizing your needs, both physical and mental. Make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, moving your body regularly, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. And finally, be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, we all have bad days. Don't beat yourself up over it. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be ups and downs along the way. But keep pushing forward, one step at a time. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine a guy named Mark. He's a hardworking dad, he owns his own business, and he seems to have it all together on the outside. But underneath that facade, Mark is struggling with anxiety and pressure. He keeps pushing himself harder and harder, but eventually, it takes its toll. He starts having trouble sleeping, gets irritable easily, and feels constantly overwhelmed. He bottles it all up, thinking he needs to be strong and handle it alone. Sound familiar? It's easy to fall into that trap. But what if Mark had reached out to a friend, joined a support group, or even talked to a therapist? He could have found the support and tools he needed to manage his anxiety and regain control of his life. The bottom line is this. Taking care of your mental health isn't selfish, it's essential. It allows you to be the best version of yourself, for your loved ones, and for the world around you. So don't wait until things get really bad. Start making small changes today that can have a big impact on your overall well-being. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. We're all in this together. Share this episode with your friends, family, and anyone who might benefit from hearing this message. Let's break down the stigma surrounding men's mental health and create a culture of support and understanding. That's what true strength is all about, being vulnerable enough to ask for help when we need it and lifting each other up along the way. Until next time, keep pushing forward, keep growing, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity,
Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.